Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business today. I'm really excited for today's guest. His name is Chris Record, straight down from...
Just flown from Scottsdale, Arizona, right now.
So. Awesome. And Chris, I know you're all over the internet. A lot of people probably know who you are, but let's just say some people don't know who you are. How would you kind of give them a little opening to your background and what you do?
Sure, so I'd say the quick overview is that I'm an online marketer. I started out several years ago. I struggled just like everybody else did. I grew up pretty much in a divorced household. My mom was very poor, so we grew up on welfare, lived in Section 8 housing, grew up on food stamps. So I basically had this drive to be an entrepreneur. I knew that a job wasn't just gonna make enough money to pay the bills. So through that struggle, I knew I wanted to make more money. My dad was a computer programmer, so I was kind of introduced to computers. And so what I did was I kind of married the two together. Sure. And said, I want to be an entrepreneur with something involved with the computer industry. That led me on a journey of how to make money online. I started with designing websites, then got into search engine optimization, started ranking them in Google, and eventually had my own little agency that I would charge small businesses a fee to pay me. And then eventually when I started making money, people wanted me to teach them how. And that's when I really found my calling, was I decided, you know, I actually love teaching. I love sharing with people how to make money online. So I started creating courses where I would teach them, you know, how to advertise on Facebook, or how to, you know, create engaging content, or how to be able to be a digital publisher, whatever it might be. I created these courses and they took off. My first course, I sold for just $100 online, put it out there, and it sold 5,000 copies. So that was $500,000 for that course. And I realized, wow, not only is this my calling and my passion, but it's profitable.
Right.
So then I started generating several courses per year, was able to scale that to a multi-million dollar business. Then when I hit over $10 million per year, I realized, wow, it's a big deal to run a company this size. So you know, I found a partner and started up a structured company that educates entrepreneurs. The name of that company is Techademics, which is right here on my hat. My business partner is Jim Piccolo, who's a just an amazing guy who's done, in his career, he's overseen over $1 billion in transactions between business and real estate. He's managed thousands of employees and companies. He's sold companies for millions of dollars. So I partnered up with him and I said, can you take this passion of mine of helping people make money, can you structure it the way that like higher education does in college? And that's exactly what Techademics is. Techademics bridges the gap between the seminar industry, just shooting information out at you like a fire hose of knowledge, and the like higher education industry. Very structured, but very outdated. The higher education doesn't teach, you know, up-to-date internet marketing strategies, how to make money. So we created something in the middle that's Techademics, and that's what I do now. We're based out of Scottsdale, Arizona. We have a 25,000 square foot facility.
Awesome.
People from all over the world come and get educated with us.
That's phenomenal. And everybody's watching like, man, Chris, you make it sound like it was so easy, that journey. It's like, it just happens, you know?
Yeah.
What, I guess, along your, I guess, first, when did you actually get started online? Was it 2000, like early 2000s,
exactly,
or later?
Yeah, you mentioned something, like, I just told the summary, sort of like, growing up with divorce, all the way to running a multi-million dollar company. So there were some years in between that, and a lot of struggles. I'll tell you, there was actually a point during that career. So you got to keep in mind, the struggle, I think, to relate to a lot of you is when I was first selling those websites, I was living in a 250 square foot studio. I didn't even have a computer. So I would go business to business. I would sell a client on a website, and then I would go to the public library and I would use the library computers to build a website. And
that's
there was
awesome.
there was a rule where you could only use them 45 minutes at a time, and then you got to get back to the line. It would time you and then it would reset. And then there would be like homeless people in line because it was a public library. So it's a very, very interesting. I had a struggle with trying to see myself as somebody who could be successful. I was a high school dropout. I dropped out in the ninth grade, never finished high school, even to this day, never went to college, never had a resume, never had traditional jobs. So it was hard for me to see that I was going to be successful. But one thing I did have was I had action. I was willing to take massive action. So I just went business to business,
right,
sold websites, designed at the public library. Then one day someone said, you know, there's a junior college that has computers you can use all day, and they have more programs on them. So then what I started doing, also I didn't have a car. So I started catching the bus to the downtown bus station, and then another connecting bus to the next city over, and then another connecting bus to the junior college. So I would take three buses one way to go to a junior college, and then I would sit there for about 10 hours in the library at the junior college, and I would work there for about 10 hours at a time teaching my stuff, because teaching myself all stuff, because I didn't know these courses right. back then, and this was early 2000s. I didn't know what courses there were. I didn't know how to learn it. So I literally was self-taught 10 hours at a time at this local junior college in Santa Cruz, California, and then I would catch three buses home. But here's the thing is that through that experience, I self-taught myself website design and search engine optimization, and it wasn't easy. I would venture to say I invested hundreds of hours behind those computers until I finally even figured out how to rank a site in Google. Once I figured out how to rank a site, I had a skill that was sellable. And I just had this vision that, like, you know what? Businesses are going to want to not only have a website, but get visitors to the website. So if I can figure this out, then I can sell it to them. And that's what I did. I figured it out, I cracked the code, and then I was able to start selling it for like $1,000 for a service. I can get your website ranked in Google. But it was hard work. It's hard work when you don't even have internet service at your house, you don't have a computer, you're eating top ramen, you're, you know, as an entrepreneur, maybe you make $1,000, but then the next month you make none. Yeah. You're always, you know, stressed out. There was days I couldn't afford to eat, so I would drink coffee all day so that it would curb my appetite until I got home, and then I would eat like four top ramen packages, and people thought I was crazy. I even went to the thrift center to buy a suit because I just felt businesses weren't taking me serious when I looked like a young kid. And so I went to the thrift center and I bought a $30 suit from the Salvation Army. And it was this three-piece suit that made me look like a banker. And people go, oh, wow, it's a nice suit. What kind of suit is that? Right? So I nicknamed it my Salvation Armani.
Nice.
Right? I was like, oh, it's my Salvation Armani. And they're just like, oh, like it's a brand or something.
Yeah.
Nope, that's literally just what it was. So I struggled, I hustled, and when I started making money, what happened was all my friends wanted to party. You know, I was in my early 20s. All my friends wanted to hang out. They wanted to party. They wanted to do this. They weren't willing to put in those hours. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take the time now to put in the work. And what I did was I literally was putting in 100-hour weeks early in my 20s, and I was sacrificing parties, I was sacrificing that fun lifestyle at that time to build my business, but it was worth it because I was able to scale my business to six figures in my early 20s, and I was able to, you know, be an entrepreneur, a sustainable entrepreneur since then, and I've made at least six figures every year since, whether it was six figures, seven figures, or eight figures online. And what I will, if you want to, you can ask me more about that, but there was something that happened during that journey. And maybe I'll just plant an open loop for you guys watching right now. But even after having made multiple six figures, I actually quit being an entrepreneur one time because I thought it was so hard. And I just said, I just want to move back in with my family and go get a job. That's how hard sometimes entrepreneurship can be that I actually was ready to quit. And it gets tough. But I persevered and I'm here now. So I'm very thankful that I had that journey. And if you guys are watching, you know, don't give up. You never know. You're always 3 feet away from gold. You never know what that next connection can bring.
Yeah, I mean, that's a transformational journey. I mean, from where you came from, what would you say was maybe one or two pivotal pieces or transformational pieces along that journey that really made that switch or made that change? Because a lot of people, you're out there, and I mean, you sound like you're grinding, you're hustling, you're really taking action, which a lot of times people start to take a little bit of action, and then they run in, you know how it is, you run into that roadblock or those challenges. And you kept going, you know, through that. Or like you said, you were almost ready to quit as an entrepreneur. So what was maybe one or two of those pivotal transformational pieces that allowed you to push through and keep moving down?
Sure, I'll tell you my biggest transformational period. And this kind of goes back to that story of wanting to quit as an entrepreneur since you just brought it up. What had happened was I was generating six figures for my internet business, but Google kept changing every year. Like they would change what's called their algorithm, which means I might be listed number one for a search term in Google, and then the next year they change it, and now I'm listed number 30. So what happens is then for those next 2 months, I'm basically like pulling out my hair, trying to figure out what this new change was and how to change all my websites to get listed again. So I was used to this. Every year, every 2 years, I would have to update my sites. Well, at this point, I was like, gosh, I'm just kind of getting tired of this, right? So I sold my business. I sold it. I had a friend who said, okay, well, I'll buy the business from you. So I sold the business. I said, what's hot right now? You know what's hot? Real estate. Real estate was hot. I was in California. It was these roaring 2000s where real estate was booming, but I didn't realize it was a bubble.
Right.
And so what I did was I actually quit the thing that I knew to go into real estate. And I saw all these loan officers who were making like $30,000 a month, right? $50,000 a month. I'm going, that's just big money. So I left everything I knew and I decided to work with a guy and open up our own mortgage office. And he had all the credentials and I had the kind of the skills of marketing. And what happened was I had money in savings from the sale, and it took about 6 months. For about 6 months straight, I worked my butt off. Everything was great. We're getting ready to close on this office and I ran out of money. What happened was the office did not open. We did not get the business set. I ran out of money. And I even borrowed a little bit from my family. They didn't have a lot of money. I even borrowed money from a friend, even a few thousand dollars, trying to do everything I could to keep this vision alive. And this was, I want to say, 2005, 2006. And unfortunately, I found myself in the craziest situation I've ever been in. I had a negative bank account by $200. My credit was shot because I wasn't paying my bills. I was putting the money back in the business. So I had a 485 credit score. 485 credit, negative bank account. My girlfriend and I were living in an apartment. We were getting evicted. It was like rent was due on the 1st. It was like the 13th or 14th of the month in the apartment complex. They're getting ready to evict us, facing eviction. And I was in a car accident, and we were rear-ended in this car accident, but it was like not their fault. It was crazy. And the car was totaled, and I got whiplash. So I found myself in the most rock bottom I had been. Out of money, getting evicted, 485 credit score, whiplash. I couldn't sit in a chair for more than 15 minutes at a time. I go to the stupid wall angels with his ball, trying to get myself going. And at that time, my friend George called me up and he said, Chris, I know things are rough, but I think I have this idea for how we can bounce back. And I told him, I said, George, I'm done. I'm out. Entrepreneurship is just too much of a roller coaster. I've had my ups and my downs. I think I'm just gonna move back to Santa Cruz, get a stable job, work at a stable company, and just be more frugal with money and just not do this roller coaster thing. He said, well, at least come to the meeting. And I was like, I don't know, I'm already decided. He said, come and just check it out. I went that night and I had to stand in the back of the room because I couldn't sit in a chair. And this guy talked about real estate investing and he talked about the market. And he said, listen, you can either be a real estate investor, or if you want to just make money, you can sell our program. I said, well, how much can I make being a salesman? He said, well, I'll pay you $8,000 per client you refer to us. I said, how often can I get paid? He said, we can pay you twice a week. I said, so if I refer you somebody right now, I can pay twice a week for this right now. Right. To do this. And instantly I saw high ticket item. I get paid right away. I said, Hail Mary, let's go for it. I don't know if it'll work, but let's go for it. And I started placing ads all over Craigslist and, you know, online. And I started going out and putting signs everywhere and flyers. And I just went crazy. I said, I'm going to give myself 2 weeks. And it went incredibly well. I went from literally quitting being an entrepreneur, getting evicted. And actually, I ended up still getting evicted because I didn't make the money like in 2 days. but I was able to bounce back. That first month, I made $16,000 in commissions. Wow. With a brand new company. The next month, $24,000. The next month was over $32,000 because I was making $8,000 a pop. Next month was like $32,000. Then it jumped to like $50,000. Then to $70,000. Then in my 8th month in that business, as a sales rep, just as a sales rep, I made $150,000 in a single month in commissions.
That's awesome.
Which was that I made more money that month in commissions than I had ever made in an entire year. And this was from a guy who I started only able to sit 15 minutes at a time and being whiplash and losing everything, not having a car, not having the apartment, having to couch surf a little bit, and no money. I had no money to advertise or anything. So I'm telling you that when your dream's big enough and you're passionate and you're just not willing to let anything stop you, and this was in the face of adversity where I wanted to quit. This wasn't like, I'll do whatever it takes. It's kind of like, I don't know, man, I'm done. That was my attitude. But I still was able that year, made around $500,000 in commissions that I got paid, very little overhead on that, and was able to bounce back. And just from there, I figured if I can get through that, then I can get through anything. And so I've had so many obstacles since then. But the way you become a stronger person and you're just able to handle the obstacles a lot better. And I think about it like a weightlifting analogy, which is like if we went to the gym right now and you put 250 pounds on a bench press, right, or something, I probably couldn't lift it. I just don't think I could lift it. You know, 250 pounds, maybe 300 pounds for sure I couldn't lift. But here's the thing. If so that seems like the 350 pound bench press is like a big objection that I just do not see I can work my way through. But if as I go to the gym every single day and get stronger and stronger and stronger, eventually I will be at a point where I can lift that once. And then eventually twice. And then eventually I'll be at a point where I can bench press 300 pounds 10 times. I just start doing sets of it. And that's what happens. What happens is the weight doesn't get any lighter. This is the thing. The weight doesn't get lighter. You become stronger. And that's exactly what happened. I love these adversities because through each adversity, I become stronger. And each time that I get stronger, what happens is that I'm able to push through. And that's what I want to encourage everybody watching is that don't, when life hits you, just realize in that moment, realize that when I overcome this adversity, I'm going to be stronger. So now you're going to get more adversities like that. They're going to seem like nothing. They're just going to seem like nothing. You're going to be able to rep them out like they're nothing. And so that was the biggest moment of my life because that was the moment where I was going to either quit and go one direction or just give it a shot and go the other. And I'm so glad I did because I had my best year ever. I can't believe I was about to quit. You know,
that's awesome. And I mean, as entrepreneurs, I mean, even myself, I've owned 15 companies since I was 14, and there's been plenty of times along the way you're just there and it's like, man, is this really going to happen? And I've been putting in all this work and all this work. Is it actually going to turn the corner ever? Yeah. And that next day or that next week, it happens and that change happens. And so that's awesome to hear your journey. And what's interesting too is your language patterns that you utilize. With what you're saying is, you know, this is going to happen. You, mm-hmm. In your mind that you've already planted that seed that certain things are already happening. Mm-hmm. Not, well, I hope this happens, or it may, or, you know, it's you're focused and you're driven and, you know, continue to move forward, taking action. What would be three, I guess, key steps that has really led to your overall success past that where you've gotten to today?
Okay, so three steps. I would say the first is personal development.
Okay.
Since I was 21 years old, I got turned on to personal development, books, audios. I've gone to seminars, been to networking events. I've had mentors and coaches. I've been to masterminds. I'm all about soaking up knowledge. In fact, right now, we're here in San Diego at an event to be able to meet people and expand the network. So I'd say personal development, I'm always going and I'm always trying to learn how to be better. And so, you know, all these books that I read, you mentioned something interesting, which is language patterns. It's not like I naturally had language. You know what my natural language pattern was? Was like curse words. And, you know, like I was just a young kid, like I'd curse. And my belief patterns were extremely low. I was I had very low self-esteem, believe it or not. I was willing to take action. But I just kind of, me and my friends, when we were young, a lot of us had the attitude of, you know, because of the way we grew up, that's not in our cards. You know, that was just our attitude was, you know, oh, those rich kids with their rich spoiled parents. Yeah, they're going to, oh, these people are going to college. Well, of course they got it good. We just had this attitude. I mean, some of the kids I thought was so rough. A lot of us didn't even believe we'd live to be 18. So it was a very interesting mindset and belief patterns I came from. So words, I learned in books that the words that we speak, we end up believing. And so, you know, take that story of me with a 485 credit score and a negative bank account, getting evicted, being in a car accident, losing all this kind of stuff, and quitting on entrepreneurship. Life can knock you down like that. But what I did in that state was instead of saying, I can't,
right,
I said, how can I? And just those three words right there, from I can't to how can I, when you say I can't, your subconscious mind shuts down. It does not even look for ways to be able to do it. You might have solutions right in front of you, but if you tell yourself I can't, you're not even going to look for solutions. Just by opening your mind and saying, how can I? Your subconscious mind is so powerful, right? And you know it's powerful because it can retrieve information from years behind. Our subconscious mind is potentially more powerful than a computer. So what you've got to do is you've got to train your subconscious mind to look for ideas. Instead of saying, I can't, say, how can I? Next thing you know, I might be riding on a bus, you know, broke in a thrift center suit. But if my mind's saying, how can I? I might drive by a sign on the road and go, you know what? I got an idea. I might drive by a business and say, oh my God, I've got an idea. Keep your mind looking, keep your mind open. So my first thing would be is the personal development. You gotta train your mind, get good information in, because society's giving you bad information. Today,
right,
I had a conversation with somebody who said, Chris, man, I'm in my last $6 in my bank account. You know, you got help. What can I do? I'm like, get a job. And he goes, man, I can't get a job. I've already sent out 23 applications over the last 3 years. I mean, I've been trying. And I sat there and thought, wow, his mindset, his patterns are saying that 23 job applications in 3 years is a lot of work. And he's, and his family and friends are saying, oh man, the job market is tough. See the difference? When you believe society, you're gonna just fall victim. When you don't believe society, when you look, if I was out there and if I wanted to get a job, I would do 23 applications a day. Go out there, go business to business. I don't even care if you're hiring. Let me introduce myself and let me tell you why I could be an asset to your company. Where's your resume? You know what? I don't want to give you my resume and have you put it in a stack of people. If that's how you hire people, good luck with that list, because I bring a lot more to the table than a resume ever could. And you just get in there and you start taking action. You go to 20 businesses like that every single day, not only gonna get hired, you're gonna be the highest paid person in that company. You're gonna create jobs. They're not advertising for a job, but they need you. They just don't know they need you. So personal development trains you to do that. So I would say, number one, personal development. Number two, take massive action. Nothing happens when you're just sitting watching. Even right now, you're watching this. Sure, you're watching this, you're gonna get motivated, you're gonna get inspired, maybe you're gonna learn something. But none of that makes money. The only thing that makes money is action. You're gonna do nothing. This guy put out 23 resumes in 3 years and it told me he's already taken a bunch of action. That's not action. I'm talking about massive action. I'm talking about 10Xing everything. Whatever you think is good, whatever society tells you is good, don't believe them, believe yourself, and prove everybody wrong, okay? So number one, personal development. Fix your mindset, get good in, get good out. Number two, take massive action. And then number three, and this one is more recent for me, I've made millions of dollars in my career and had nothing to show for it. And probably the biggest regret, I don't know if it's a regret. I don't really have regrets. It's like right. Learn. It's like you just learn. But I would say that I would be a lot further had I been a better steward with money. And so that's always fresh in my mind, especially with a topic like making bank. You know, you can make bank and still be just as broke. Okay, I was talking with somebody downstairs at this event that said, you know, these people make $1 million and then the next year their business isn't doing so well and they have to start over from scratch. Don't start over. If you're gonna build an empire, what you wanna do is you want to create, you know, you wanna basically reinvest your money back into your business, diversify it, be a good steward of money. When you can be trusted with money and be a good steward of it, then you can be trusted with more. You have to be scalable. If you're not good with $10,000 a month or even $1,000 right now, if you're broke right now and not able to do things, if you're not being a good steward of the resources you have right now, then you're not gonna be a good steward with 10 times those resources. Money's not gonna solve your problems. What's gonna solve your problems is you becoming the problem solver, right? Money is just one vehicle of many. Don't think money's gonna solve your problems. Become the person. Become the person that I can solve this problem with or without money. I'm a problem solver. And so that's exactly what I did, is I learned how to be a better steward of money. I learned how to be able to reinvest it. I learned how to be able to buy things in the proper way, wait till I can afford things cash, not get too far out front. And that's made the world of difference for me, being able to scale a business from $100,000 a year to over $1 million a month. And that would be my three biggest things.
That's awesome. And I mean, all three super important topics. I know one of the big things for us this year is really just focusing on how can we then diversify from a financial standpoint and, you know, say, you know, reduce taxes as much and invest and, you know, generate those additional areas of income and mm-hmm. through investments and everything. So, and it was funny, your story about the applications. I just read an article, it was probably last week or something, was the guy boxed up his resume with donuts. And he sent them to all the major firms, or I don't remember if it was engineering or something that he wanted to get into, but like top ones, because he kept striking out. And then he did, and literally 90% of all the ones he sent invited him in for an interview, and he pretty much had his pick of jobs.
That's awesome.
So it's being creative, and you know, taking massive action, but then being creative as well to really differentiate yourself from the noise in the marketplace. So
creativity is key. Like. I preach creativity. In fact, if I'm known for one thing, it's being a creative marketer. You know, if you want creative ideas, I would say this. A lot of people are stuck on trying to get a job or career in one specific thing that you're well trained in. You know what? There are skills right now that are so in demand that companies will fight over you. Why not learn that skill as well? And then no matter what, you've always got something. I'll give you an example. Facebook advertising, okay? I deal with this on a day-to-day basis. My company right now, it's hard to find good Facebook advertisers, right? So why not? Like, people don't realize, I'll have one, on one hand, somebody goes, oh man, the job market's so hard. No, I run a business. You know what's hard? Hiring people. That's hard. finding people to work for us. That's actually the hard problem. Don't ever believe anybody that the market's bad at something. You know, you can learn a skill, it's in demand. If you were a good Facebook advertiser, which is a skill that you learn inside of a year, it's a skill that you learn without a college degree. I don't think they teach Facebook advertising in colleges. Here's an example of a skill that can be self-taught from home. Literally, somebody can learn it in probably as little as 3 months, as much as a year. And that skill right there, probably entry position, $5,000 a month, but really a skilled position, $10,000 or $20,000 a month. If you're an entrepreneur-minded person, you could actually have an agency where businesses are paying you $5,000 a month. You could have 10 of those. You know, it's crazy. That's just one example, being creative. And what you do is nobody's hiring for a Facebook advertiser. People don't place ads for that kind of stuff. So you might think, well, I applied to the five people that are hiring. No, you can literally go to a business and say, listen, I want to sit down with you. This is what I do. This is my skill set, and here's my idea on how I can help you be an incredible company with Facebook advertising. I can help get your message out. And they're going to hear that, and they're going to want to hire you. True story, Peter, who I'm with right now, we just went and got a meal last night at this little healthy place. I think it was called like Bowl of Greens or something like that in Scottsdale. And we're just like, oh my God, this food is so amazing. It's so good. But there was nobody in there. Nobody in there. And the owner came out and saw us doing some stuff on the computer. He goes, what do you guys do? This owner was trying to throw money at us saying, man, I would love to hire somebody. I don't have the social media experience. I don't know how to get my business up on Yelp. I don't know how to get what videos to show this kind of stuff. He was trying to throw money at us, but we're doing different things now. We're like, hey, listen, you know, we'll try to send you a referral or something. Businesses won't have money and they want to give it to you if you're creative. Just like this, you take your resume, you bundle it with some donuts, you do something. If there's 100 resumes, how can you stand out? And that's exactly what I would do. I would go business to business. I would stand out in some creative way. Bring something new to the table that everybody else doesn't do. Become a creative marketer, and then suddenly the world is yours. You can do anything that you want. So I would say creativity, if there was a fourth thing out of that, creativity is one of the big ones.
Awesome. We got a few minutes left. I like it, since you're like online super marketer, self-taught expert, I'd love to get a couple online marketing tips people can take away, whether it's Facebook, Google, whatever, you know, field that is really working for you right now and your clients and everything. What can they take away and really implement in their business right now?
Cool. So my company, Techademics, what we teach is we teach entrepreneur education. So we teach how, as an entrepreneur, how to be able to succeed more online. We have a very specific focus with online marketing. Okay, we believe online marketing is it's not tapped out at all. In fact, most people don't even know what they're doing online. So it's a huge opportunity. I'll say right now, one of the biggest ways, if you're looking to make money, if you're looking for an extra stream of revenue, there is a company called Shopify, which is it's the world's largest e-commerce platform. And it's something that a lot of people don't really realize how simple it is to be able to set up. And I've been able to help the average person be able to make money. So if you currently are looking for an extra stream of revenue, I would suggest Shopify. This is what we teach at Techademics. Set up your own store. Okay, it's like literally a very, very low monthly fee. And then you can add products to it. The best part is the products don't have to be yours. You go to these wholesale sites and you just click on the pictures that you want on your site. So you literally just add products with one click to your store. Your store can have your own little logo on it, can have your own name. It looks like your own store. It's got all these products. So you take a niche, like let's say fishing, something you're passionate about, or golfing, or whatever it might be, and you go find a bunch of like fishing related products, fishing poles, fishing reels, fishing lures, fishing equipment, accessories. You go find it all and you build out this little store. It's as little as maybe a day for some people, maybe a week for some others. And just in your spare time while you're watching football or something, you have a little e-commerce business. And so now you've got the store, the products aren't even yours. And when an order comes in, somebody purchases the product, the money comes to you, and then you turn around and you copy and paste their information to the wholesaler. The wholesaler is the one who has the inventory. They'll ship it directly to your customer. This process is called drop shipping. And this makes it so simple to make money online, it's crazy. You have your store, I've got a fishing reel on there. I don't have to have a fishing reel. I don't have to know anything or do anything about it. My price for the fishing reel is $15 from the wholesaler. I just mark it up to $29.95. So I collect 30 plus maybe some shipping. And then I go give the wholesaler 15. The wholesaler ships it directly to the customer. I don't deal with that at all. And the wholesaler does what's called drop shipping, which means it doesn't have any of their company name on it. So I'm able to have a business with very little overhead, no inventory, no shipping, no handling, no products, no garage full of stuff. All I need now is traffic. And what we do at Techademix is we teach you how to place these tiny little $5 a day ads. So for $5 a day, for the price of a cup of coffee, you could be running your own e-commerce business. And what we do is we go on Facebook. The reason we do Facebook is because Facebook has all the information out there. They got everybody's information. They know exactly who likes fishing. They know exactly who likes these certain fishing brands, who likes these certain fishing pages. So you can advertise directly to people that are likely to buy those products. And you just, these little $5 ads are like throwing out bait. Okay, fishing analogy, right? It's like throwing out bait. You try a little $5 ad, does it sell a fishing pole or not? If it doesn't sell it, you run it for a day or two. If it doesn't, you stop it. Okay, you're out maybe $5 or $10, but then you go try another one. Let me try selling these fishing lures. A $5 a day ad for a couple days, it either works or it doesn't. You're in essence fishing, right? And then what happens is you try. Now you've got a $5 a day ad and boom, it sells two fishing poles. You're like, wait, I just invested $5 and I just made $30 in profit. Boom. You got a winner. You pause your losers, you scale your winners. Next thing you know, you can sell, you know, maybe you're only making $5 profit on a product, but if you can, you have Facebook, they have millions of people that want to buy it. So now you can scale to maybe selling 1,000 a month and then 1,000 a week. It's a powerful home-based business. You can get a family member like a spouse or someone to help run it. It's a powerful business. Shopify is something you should look into. If you need help or training or support, we teach it at Techademix. That's something you can look into. But honestly, you can even just do a lot of research online on Google, YouTube, find bloggers. They'll teach you how to do this. It's a powerful way to make money. We have students making literally as much as, you know, $10,000 a month part-time, $100,000 a month. Some students doing over $1 million a month. So it's powerful.
That's awesome. Yeah, and we use, my wife owns a really big skincare company, so we use Shopify for everything.
There you go.
And Facebook's made it super easy for placing ads.
Yeah.
I mean, it walks you through every step
beginners
of the way. Yeah, that's
it.
What I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
crazy.
You don't have to know, oh, where do I need to go? What I need to, you know, you just target your, you know, who you want to target and watch you through and put your picture up and, you know, get rocking and rolling.
And these days, back in the day, I had to teach myself this stuff. These days, there's a lot of education out there. A lot of it's even free, you guys. You know, we sell courses, and I tell people, go get some free information first. Learn the foundation if you can, because there's so much information on the internet. Right now, you have no excuse not to be making extra money. Now, if you already have a business, maybe you don't want to start a side income, same thing. Learn how to leverage social media, paid advertising on social media, because it's scalable. If you can figure out how to spend $10 and make $20, then you could spend $100 to make $2,000. You spend $1,000, you can keep going. You can spend to make $10,000, $20,000, and beyond.
Yeah.
Leverage. Find something scalable that automated. Facebook advertising is probably the best medium I use to be able to scale my business from hundreds of thousands to millions.
That's awesome. What's one piece of technology that you can't live without?
That I can't live without?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, for me, I mean, I'm always on the road, so for me, it's obviously my mobile device. The invention of smartphones is the greatest thing ever. I run my business mostly off of my mobile device, but I don't know. Everybody's got a mobile device.
Yeah.
I don't know that counts.
Any specific apps or anything that really help you leverage your time and day?
The technology I can't live without. You know what I would say it is? It's I would say it's video. And the reason I say video is even as we're right here, we're doing this video. We're also live streaming on two other channels. We're also taking B-roll video and a backup. I would say, listen, if there's one trend that you should get in front of your business, it's video, which you're doing, clearly.
Right.
And here's why. Video is your way to be able to reach the masses and your audience. In order to get people to buy from you, people need three things. They need to know who you are. They need to know you. They need to like you. And they need to trust you. And this could work for a brand. You could be building a brand like this, but they need to know this, what this brand is, like it and trust it. Know it, like it and trust it. Video is the best resource to be able to help get to know somebody, like somebody, and trust somebody. If you're not using video in your business, you're losing the most effective tool that currently exists to be able to deliver value out there in a know, like, and trust factor. And when you get to the point, like Josh doing here with the show, people get to know him, they get to like him, and then they get to trust him because he's delivering this value to you. So that then when Josh has something to sell, you're like, hey, you know, I've already got so much value from this, I'm absolutely gonna buy that. That's the factor. Video is the key. And I would say because that's in my smartphone, and that's the one technology can, just Hangouts, Lives, Facebooks, you name it, that technology is the future.
That's awesome. No, I think that's great because a lot of people are like, oh, apps and this and all that, but I think, you know, like you said, video, where it's going. I know one of the big initiatives this year, since I've been really helping my wife scale our skincare company, is video. We hired a video guy. He follows her around all day long, what it takes to build a company. Nice. Almost like Sam here. It's
I got my guy doing
It's like, and you know, just and really what's all involved, because people don't see that, and all they see is, okay, cool, you know, we're you're selling your products and your training, and we have, you know, she has her skincare products, and but what does it really take? You know, what, I mean, we got three kids, you know, as you have kids, and there's just a lot more involved in it than just like boom, pop up, and lots of sales coming in.
Absolutely, and I like the fact that you have children. I've got children myself. I think that's a nice thing, is that no matter where you're at in your life, whether you're a stay-at-home parent, whether you have children, you're balancing work and relationships and business and maybe fitness and health and all this, it can all be done. You know, don't stress out on this, okay? Entrepreneurship, I used to stress on it. Now I have fun, you know? Go out there and have fun, make money, find something that gives you passion so every single morning you look forward to waking up. You cannot wait to wake up in the morning to do it all again because you love it so much. And if you don't feel that way about the industry you're in, the career you're in, or anything, then change it up. Just take this as a lesson, take this as a message, change it. Life is too short to not be doing what you love. You know, if you have children, you're passionate about children, you've got something, you're every day when you're passionate, when you wake up a passion, then you're gonna enjoy the journey. If you don't enjoy the journey, it's gonna be stressful and hectic and it's gonna be crazy. And that's more important than any sort of modern tip or technique. That it's just, if you're not currently fully passionate every single day when you wake up, you're probably not on the right track. You might need to rethink what you're doing, realign yourself, because life should be amazing and you should experience it to the fullest.
And on that note, Chris, I just want to thank you for coming on Making Bank today, taking your time out and everything. Guys, I hope you guys are taking notes. If not, rewind, go back, play this again and again and again. There's so much information loaded in today's interview with Chris, from personal development to, you know, knowing your mindset, breaking through those barriers and everything that you have. So again, it was an honor to have you on the show today.
Absolutely.
Cool, man.
My pleasure.
Well, thanks again. I am Josh Felber. You were watching Making Bank today. Get out and be extraordinary.